Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good, 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 good. Look, there's my number one friend right there. Why are there so many songs about Hajda? Because I write a new one every single day. And what's on the other side? Host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? Why are you always so concerned with what's on the other side? Okay? Just, you're on this side. Be cool with this side. Yeah.
Grass
this
is always greener on the other side.
No, this side is great, man.
That was an aspirational story, not a parable.
Side is great.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, it is Friday. I do have a job.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 weeks now. Have we done 4 weeks of this show?
Feels like only...
I would love to tell
much
you,
longer than that.
Time flies when you show up to work every day, but damn, it's like... It's...
Put that on a pillow at Pier 1 in Portland.
And I got so much stuff to do, I have like the longest day ever, guys. You have no idea, all right? Part one, the four of my five-part day, though, you can join me at Buckets on East Cesar Chavez this afternoon at 5 to 7, happy hour, $4 Bud Lights. We're also going to have tickets to the game tomorrow and an autographed football. The coach. The head coach has autographed football we're going to give away. And it's Bumble. I guess I should. They can't say first anymore because he went yesterday. Bumbleito's second promotional appearance.
I was curious if how. Yeah. I want to know, A, how it went last night. And B.
It was fine. It was fine. I took him to my ESPN
if he's
event.
Going to another one.
At the tavern. And I said, all right, you're here to work. And he said, I want a root beer. And I was like, no, you're here to. You got to hustle. Get out there, talk to the people.
It's like I'm in a bar. I have to
sign
have a beer.
Him up for this free football and all the. Yeah, no. He said, I want a
really?
Root. I want a root beer and a medium water. I was like, a medium water? What is that?
What is he doing?
He's an interesting young man. Yeah.
I like the
but all are invited.
Gym.
Buckets, 5 to 7 today at East Cesar Chavez. You like the what? The who?
The cut of his jib.
Cut of his jib, huh?
Yeah, just making life difficult for you. Like, I can relate to that. You get a medium water.
Just making life difficult for me. You yep. can relate to that. I believe yep. that part.
The Morning X.
Tenacious D tonight. Germania Insurance Amphitheater. If you want to go, we have tickets before 7 o'clock. And now, ready yourself for a segment on something everybody's talking about. Jorts.
Yes.
Jorts.
Yeah, apparently all the youths
to be jorts.
On TikTok are fascinated with jorts, and jorts are back. You can find all kinds of videos of people telling you how to incorporate jorts into your daily fashion outfits.
Who's more back, jorts or the University of Texas football?
Ooh, I would say...
The competition of backness.
I would say this is not a coincidence or that these things are related.
Oh.
Yes. That's how back Texas is that it's just bringing back all the things that were popular back when Texas was a thing. But so jorts are back.
Jorts are.
Puka
jorts
shells
from
are
2006.
Yep. Sure.
I would have thought that any destruction of Alabama, as the Longhorns put last Saturday night, would lower the jorts back value.
Ooh.
Jorts seem a very Alabama-y sort of thing, but.
Maybe that's it. The Alabamanites are turning to jorts to drown their sorrows.
Alabamians?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like oh, our football team sucks now. The dynasty is over.
Right.
Nick Saban, old man.
Watched.
But I still have my jorts.
Yeah.
Still got my jorts.
Yeah. I got Nick Saban washed on the left, jorts stonewashed on the right. Ha 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 ha. Today's Morning X Burning X question is,
are you excited that jorts are back?
No.
I don't want to
Who
profile
is,
you, Jason, but you seem like a big jorts guy to me.
So, hang on, just so that I'm clear, jorts is any jean shorts.
Yes.
When you first say it to me, I hear like a cutoff, like old beaten up jean shorts, which I feel like has been a fashionable look for, you know, a while. That didn't go away. But you just mean any kind of denim shorts.
Well, it's interesting because according to this article that I was looking this up on, is that short, tight cutoffs and Daisy Dukes never went out of fashion. So imagine that. Shorts that just show off your ass.
Okay.
They don't go out of fashion.
Okay.
When I think of George, I specifically think of, like, not cutoffs, but, like, the hemmed ones that you would go
like
by. And, like,
knee-length
also, like,
dad jeans.
Yeah, sure. But also, like, the big, wide legs.
Oh.
Like big jorts.
Like JNCOs?
I guess. I was never into any of this.
Now,
I did cutoffs when I was a Ute, because I'm from the country.
I'm sure that my mom did buy me some jean short size husky short pants from Wieners one year before I was picking out my own clothes. But I will tell you that I had a pretty lengthy endeavor as a Marie-Françoise Jabot guy. And so I had several pairs of Jabot shorts, of course, purchased from Solo Serve or the outlet. So they were a regular, like, you know, I had one, the leg was a little bit too long or too baggy or something like that. But yeah,
I'm picturing like half of them are skinny jeans. The other half are like big wide leg.
I had Jabot jean shorts, but they were like, they would always be an obnoxious color, like they were purple or green denim shorts. Does that count? Are those jorts?
See, here's the thing: I don't like the denim look.
You don't like the denim look?
I like regular blue jeans, but like I can kind of see like if you had like a white or black denim shorts, I'm okay with that. But like blue denim shorts.
There.
I don't think my Gerald is showing at all, because I feel like that look is very popular. It was very popular in Gerald this time. I feel like this is you're from the sophisticated city. Get out of here, city slicker, with your lack of jorts.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't like the blue. There's something about that just turns me off. Especially going double stacking your denim shorts.
40-something-year-old man, I'm out on denim altogether. I don't own a single pair of jeans, okay? Now, I have violent changes in my waist size,
yeah.
And I feel like jeans don't adapt well. I need an elasticated waist is what I'm telling you. Morning X. Tenacious D tonight. Germania Insurance Amphitheater. It's officially a bro trip. Me and Bumbleito going to be doing it up big time tonight at the Tenacious D show. I asked him yesterday, hey, you want to go to Tenacious D tomorrow? And I was like, please say no, 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 please say no. And he's like, yes.
Normally people, I think we would say the please say no silently in your head.
Uh-huh.
I'm picturing you like out loud.
Oh, you're right.
I was like, just staring at him directly, maintaining eye contact.
He asked me, I guess he hasn't been to a lot of concerts in his day. This is my girlfriend's 15-year-old son. But he asked me, since we were going to the show together, was I going to take him out of school early? I was like, what? It is at Coda, okay?
Yeah.
It is slightly more of a drive than I would prefer. But no, you don't get to get out of school early. Sorry about that. Would you like to join us
Bumbleito
at Tenacious D tonight? How can they win some tickets, Hajda?
Well, as long as they don't have school to go to, they can text in 835-1015, today's keyword. Yak.
See, you said text in 835-1015.
Said the comma.
You said the comma?
835-1015. Text in the keyword.
Well, apparently,
yak.
Because I keep saying text, don't call.
Yes.
8512-835-1015.
People keep texting in.
Are texting the words don't call. Are you being smart?
I hope they're being smart.
What's going on here? Nick keeps saying text the phone number. I don't know. Text to the number 512-835-1015. What is the keyword?
Yak.
Oh,
Y-A-K.
Very
not
clever.
Not Y-A-C-K. Good job, Blair.
Very clever.
Yak.
Text yak to 512-835-1015, and you could get last chance tickets to see Tenacious D tonight. Good luck.
The Morning X.
Time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to, and now all the news that's fit to air. Nicholas Hajda.
For the first time in its history, the United Auto Workers Union is on strike against all three of America's unionized automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. With all three companies reporting record or near-record profits, the UAW is seeking increases in wages, benefits, and job protections. U.S. oil prices climbed above $90 a barrel on Thursday for the first time this year, threatening to push gasoline prices even higher and heat up inflation across the economy.
Gas is $90 a gallon? That seems like a lot. Y'all should get an electric car.
According to the AAA, the national average for regular gasoline rose to $3.86 a gallon yesterday. That's 6 cents higher than a week ago and 16 cents higher than the same day last year. The average price in Travis County is $3.54. And finally, speaking of inflation, Subway is trying to combat inflation by selling 3-inch subs.
Oh.
It's not the size of your sandwich.
3 inches is enough if you use it correctly.
That's right.
All right.
This is debuted in locations in Pakistan, where inflation is really crazy there, almost 30%. So they wanted a cheaper option to get people in the door. It's called the Mini, but to right now it's currently only a breaded chicken patty, then with toppings like pickles, lettuce, tomatoes, etc.
You can only get the breaded chicken patty?
Yes.
That doesn't make no sense.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's Subway. No word on if they are planning to sell it here, but in Pakistan, it only costs $1.25 for the Mini.
Okay. That's not so bad. I feel like that should be the new slogan. Basically, since Jared, you go, hold on. Like Subway, the sandwich place, that place still open? And you go, I don't know. It's Subway.
Morning Sports.
Breaded chicken patty? Yeah. I don't know.
Questions about the tuna? It's Subway.
It's Subway. Just one more sleep till Texas versus Wyoming. 7 p.m. kick tomorrow night. First chance for the Longhorns to defend their backness, defend their top four ranking. The Longhorns a 29.5-point favorite. Hajda, who you got?
Texas.
Good pick.
Luck.
Good pick. Aaron Rodgers had surgery yesterday to repair his torn Achilles. He posted on Instagram, surgery went great. Thank you for all the love and prayers and support. And thanks to the GOAT doctor, Dr. El Atrache. Atrache? Questionable choice. I would have gone with a human doctor, but to each their own. And finally this, Thursday night football, the Vikings at the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a barn burner, 34-28. The Eagles escape barn burner only if you didn't actually watch the game. A tough wake-up call, reminder. Thursday Night Football is on Amazon Prime Video. Mm-hmm. Do I have that? Where do I find that? How do I get that onto my TV box? Very confusing. Very confusing for this old man last night.
Just go to Amazon Prime. It's right there.
I don't.
It's at the top. Click on it. Play.
I watch my TV on my TV. I get my groceries at the grocery, and I get my socks and underwear from Amazon. Okay? Now you're asking me to watch my TV on my socks and underwear machine?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, man. Does not add up. Does not compute for me. Did you watch the game, Haja?
I watched it up until I was going against Devontae Smith in playoffs, and once he got a long touchdown, all right, in fantasy football.
Oh. And you're already putting yourself in the playoffs, huh, big boy?
You got a juggernaut team, Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill. Stop me if you dare. Anyway, somebody's going to try to stop me with Devontae Smith. So once he scored a bunch of points, I was like, okay, I'm tired of this.
I saw a statistic last night that blew my mind. Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
This is advanced analytics, okay? This is some advanced stat work, so brace yourselves for some nerd talk.
I'm holding on.
Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Check out this stat.
Mm-hmm.
He's played 12 years in the league.
Yep.
That's, like, blew my mind. I just could not. He's 35 years old, has played 12 seasons. Like, if you asked me, I would have said Kirk Cousins 28. Still a question whether or not he's going to make it. Yeah, I don't know.
He's famously an old man quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. He's always felt old. I agree. He's always felt old. But now I'm like, wait a minute. He's 35 years old?
Yes.
He's been in the league for 12 years?
Yes.
Kirk Cousins?
You know what? That's that. I did not like that.
What's that?
I did not like that.
Oh, because he says you like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
I see. All right. Okay. Blew my mind.
Sorry, it wasn't a goat doctor joke.
The Morning X.
Another shot at last chance tickets to see Tenacious D tonight. Germania Insurance Amphitheater. About half an hour away from your chance to win. My guy, Nick Hajda, he gets irrationally angry sometimes. I'd say like 4 times a day at me. And that's why we have this segment, one designed to let him hit the pressure release valve on some of that pent-up anger or aggression. A segment called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajda gets butt hurt.
The idea is that Nick takes out the name, redacts the name of the person his anger is directed at. Nobody gets their feelings hurt. Nobody's going to sue us. What are you going to get anyway? What do you got for us this week, buddy?
Dear Redacted, when you are leading someone to a location in multiple vehicles and you are the lead car and they are following you and don't know where the F they're going and they're in a weird small town out in the boondocks where you can hear banjos playing in the background, do better. I was following this redacted jerkhole person the other day.
Hang on a second.
And we get to this intersection, and it's like a one where you can go left, right, or down the center. There's three lanes at the light. Uh-huh. And I know that this person, I can feel it in my soul that they're going to turn right. But for some reason, they stop in the middle of the second lane. No blinkers or indications. Just sit there. And then last second, dart in front of the people on the right lane and turn right. And I'm sitting like, well, what do I do now?
You dart into the lane and turn right.
So I have to be put in danger of my car because you don't know how to be a lead car?
Put in danger of your car. Get out of here.
I had to sit there in the middle of this weird Manor intersection and wait for all the other traffic to go.
He's talking about me now, guys.
I'm talking about redacted. Okay. Uh-huh. Nobody can figure this out.
Uh-huh.
And then I eventually had to go there. And then now I'm stuck behind like eight cars trying to look for this jackass blue Tesla and see where they are going to turn down this road. And eventually, it was fine. We made it all there.
It was fine. It was no big deal.
But you know what? It's very stressful. And the thing that bothers me is that I know that it's not that this person is just like an inconsiderate a-hole. It's like they were stopped in the middle of this road because they had to, you know, find the right Alkaline Trio song to drive through the music.
I was clearly listening to a poker podcast. I would never listen to Alkaline Trio while driving.
The point is this person, redacted,
wow, you're
just stopped in the middle of the road.
Redact today.
Consulta says I should maintain the redacted bit. You just stopped in the middle of the road to do whatever you wanted to do. They wanted to do on their phone. And they was just inconsiderate to everybody else.
I remember
so
one
on
part.
It's on multiple levels. Not only did you inconvenience me, they inconvenienced me, but they also inconvenienced everybody else.
I will tell you.
It's not a good way to ingratiate themselves to their future neighbors.
At one point, while taking Nick to see my new place in Manor, thinking, oh, snap, I forgot he was following me. Let me make sure that he's still back there. I'm going to say, I thought you were just such a natural at riding my coattails that you would have had no problem been following along. More so, though, hang on. I stopped. You're saying there were two lanes and I stopped straddling the lanes?
No, you were in the middle lane. And then the last second, you darted over into turn right.
I don't remember any of that. Okay?
Of course you don't. You never remember all of your jerk a-hole things.
As a now well-established Manorian, Manorite?
There you go.
I like Manorian. That's what we're going to go with.
Okay, cool.
We don't have no three-lane roads. We ain't got no two-lane roads, okay? All the roads are one lane, okay? If you're on the road in Manor, you're in the center lane, you're in the left turn lane, and you're in the right turn lane. All of those things are true. All at once.
You are all over the road in Manor. You are all over the lanes, yeah.
Also, are there no banjos in my town? What are you talking about? Are there banjos in my town?
I just am making a joke about out in the boonies and around hillbillies and such. And
some people say that that's the country. They like the country.
I did originally. I did like driving through the country.
Yeah.
I did like that. That was nice and pleasant. Just saying. You're lucky I'm so good at following people. Try to lose me. I dare you. Can't do it.
The Morning X.
Let's toss up football. Just one more sleep until the Longhorns host the Wyoming Cowboys tomorrow night, 7 p.m. kick. I've already declared it the best tailgate day of the year, since it's going to be a cool 85 degrees tomorrow. I'm thinking, Nick, I might go to the game. This might be the one.
Yeah?
All right? Yeah. You see, they got these new LED light show lights things.
I did.
You got to be there for them to break them in. All right? I want to say I was the first one. And the Longhorns went full disco.
A bragging rights thing?
Yeah. You're going to remember where you were the first time they set off those orange-ish LED lights. However, I might have a bit of an issue. All right? I might have a relationship issue. Specifically,
almost assuredly,
my girlfriend is really putting a strain on my relationship with football. Okay, and I don't know what to do here. So the Texas game is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We're having a pregame tailgate thing. It's been in the works, in the plans for weeks. All right, and so when I got this text message yesterday from Bumbleina, my girlfriend, she says, Chris is having a birthday dinner on Saturday. I don't know what time, but do you want to go? Not that it matters, but I want to point out that Chris is a woman. Okay.
Cool. Good.
My girlfriend's dedication to having guy friends is so strong that I would say her four best female friends are named Chris, Jordan, and two lesbians. Okay.
She will
She will only be friends with females if they have man names or are lesbian. Chris, Jordan, and two lesbians are her best female friends.
I can't wait to see them perform at ACL.
Chris is having a birthday dinner on Saturday. I don't know what time, but do you want to go? I said, Texas football is Saturday at 7 p.m. She said, fine. Now,
ooh, that's, I'm going to say,
is
it's
it
not
fine?
Fine. No.
It's not
no.
fine?
There go your plans to go to the game.
I took her to a farewell dinner, okay? The terms of the farewell dinner are very, very plain and laid out.
That you are broken up with your girlfriend.
We are
and
going out
with football
to a fancy
February.
Meal
yes.
the last week of August yes. because I am going to be unavailable Saturdays and Sundays, some Thursdays, likely Mondays. Friday is a big prep day. I'm going to be unavailable because of football season, okay? We're not even out of September. This is the second home game, and I'm already getting a stern-faced fine.
Stern-faced over text. First of all, you know, I went and I rode to the tailgate last whenever they had the one Rice game with your girlfriend.
Oh, really?
And she mentioned that she thinks that she should get a second farewell dinner, one for college football, one for the NFL. So maybe this is her trying to
what? No, it's
negotiate.
One, it's football
She's
season.
She's hardballing you with Chris's birthday dinner to try to get that NFL farewell dinner.
No.
But here, solution. Now this is the happy birthday Chris tailgate.
Well, this is another thing, okay?
I've seen Chris. She's been at the tailgate before. She seems to be a Longhorn fan.
Chris,
I feel like she would be behind this.
Who's hosting the birthday dinner, and Bumbleina, mm-hmm. who's ditching me to go to the birthday dinner, have both RSVP'd yes on the tailgate. I'm like, what do you mean you're having a birthday? You're coming to my event, okay? We've already rationed for you. This is bull.
Good morning, X.
Tenacious D tonight, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. I'm going to be there. Do you want to be there? We have your chance at tickets in just a moment, but first, let me talk about myself for a second. Yesterday, I got to write my first entitled dick request to the promotions director here at 101X.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. I put that in the title so that everybody knows I am clear about what I'm proposing to you is just absolutely an a-hole inquiry, all right? It's just not a nice email to fire off, but that's the way you got to set the table,
yeah.
right?
Look, that one's already wrapped around your finger, okay? He was telling me that he was
going to
get the promotions director here or whatever.
I don't know. Is he wrapped around my finger? I was going to say.
You weren't even working here. And he's like, hey, does Jason want tickets to Jimmy Eat World? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not charging him anymore.
Directing of promotions yes. is what I would say. And so, yeah, when I fired off an email yesterday saying, hey, I'm going to need four for Tenacious D. Also, what you got for Lana Del Rey on Sunday? While you're at it, start working on my entourage's hookup for ACL Fest. We're going to need that. And he replied to me. I'm probably going to overshare here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Basically saying during my, he called it a sabbatical.
Yes.
He said that,
we have a new system.
A generic concert promoter basically told us that we ain't S anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we have way less tickets than we used to have. Mm-hmm. To which I said, man, you guys really let this place fall into disrepair in my absence.
Sorry we couldn't keep it up for you, big guy.
I did say, hey, did you tell the concert promoter that I'm back? Okay, like I think that might grease the wheels to restoring our ticket supply. I'm not sure. To be determined if that's gonna.
Yeah, we should issue a press release or something about
it. Yeah.
Put something on the website at 101x.com about you being back.
Anyways, me and my entourage of a 15-year-old boy will be at Germania Insurance Amphitheater for Tenacious D tonight. Would you like to go? How do they go, Haji?
Bust out your phones and text in this keyword to 835-1015. The keyword is YAK. Y-A-K. K? Y-A-K.
Yes.
Yes.
Y-A-K question mark. Will that do? Text YAK to 512-835-1015. Good luck.
The Morning X.
Did I tell my greatest joke of all time 1 week ago today? You forgot the anniversary of my greatest joke of all time, Nick. How dare you?
We were waiting to celebrate.
Nick has put it in joke court as well. I disagree. But we'll get to that in just a moment. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air. And other news. Nicholas Hajda.
For the first time in its history, the United Auto Workers Union is on strike against all three of America's unionized automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. With all three companies reporting record or near record profits, the UAW is seeking increases in wages, benefits, and job protections. Go get them. U.S. oil prices climbed above $90 a barrel on Thursday for the first time this year, threatening to push gasoline prices even higher and heat up inflation across the country. According to AAA, the national average for regular gas rose to $3.86 a gallon yesterday. However, in Texas, or in Travis County, it's $3.54. So go us. Yeah. And speaking of the Austin city limits and gas, not really. The ACL food lineup is out. We retweeted it at 101X Morning X.
Speaking of gas.
Yes.
Flash forward 3 weeks to when you're stuck in Zilker Park and your stomach is going.
Yep. The food lineup is out. You can check it, like I said, at Twitter at 101X Morning X. There's lots of newly people that are coming here for the first time. Guantos Tacos, the seafood truck Huckleberry. But also for the first time, they are doing not just ACL Eats, but ACL Sweets. The area includes a bunch of ice cream and other such treats spots for first timers. There's a JP's Pancake Company, the Thai rolled ice cream truck Hala Mode, and Dallas-based Brazilian-style popsicle spot Picolé. They also will have a cotton candy vending machine from the Chicago-based company Candy Cloud World.
They should get a food truck vendor out there called Nick's Newscast Word Salad, because you just said there's a bunch of newly, are you saying first-timers to the ACL Eats the lineup?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I do endorse that Guantos Tacos business.
They're quite popular.
Yeah, they got a little trailer over there on 11th-ish Street that I've been to. I would recommend you check out the trailer. This is not an elitist dick take, but you will not find me eating at the ACL Eats whatever thing.
Wow.
Not because I'm eating fancy backstage food. I don't really eat food anymore, guys.
Yeah, you're on lockdown.
Doesn't it take like 45 minutes to get through the line? I am not. There are lines at the ACL Eats corner that are longer than some of the set times. Okay.
Ooh, what's longer, to get your picture taken at that little picture frame selfie spot?
You do that, every one of you might as well be raising your hand saying, excuse me, I just want everyone to know I'm stupid, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're waiting in line to take a picture with the ACL Fest picture frame, I know you're dumb, okay?
Sports.
Here's your sign.
They're also going to have a non-alcoholic bar from Bar None. Okay.
A Thursday night football barn burner in the National Football League would have been nice, but the Eagles beating the Vikings 34-28 wasn't exactly that. Pretty poopy first half, stinky first quarter. Ramped up some of the fantasy numbers in the second half for you, but the game was never really particularly close. Eagles get the win 34-28. They're 2-0 on the season, but not so very good. Ole Miss defensive tackle DeSanto Rollins has sued his school and head coach Lane Kiffin after he was kicked off of the team for missing practices during what he called a, quote, mental health crisis, end quote. As somebody who was recently terminated during what I would call a, quote, mental health crisis, end quote, I would tell this young man, A, walk out with your tail between your legs, shamed, get really good at pickleball, and B, you can sue people for that? You can really...
We were supposed to let you know about that. Oops.
And finally this, one more sleep until the Longhorns' first opportunity to defend their number 4 in the country ranking. Defend their backness, 7 p.m. kick tomorrow versus Wyoming. If you're still looking for tickets, I will be at Buckets Sports Bar in Delhi today, 5 to 7 p.m. It's on East Cesar Chavez. We're going to have not only tickets to the game, but an autographed football from the head coach. Nick, did you see this? Quarterback Quinn Ewers called a players-only meeting this week.
Players-only meeting.
But he texted Sark and said, Coach, do I have permission to call a players-only meeting?
Wait, really?
It seems to lose its...
Yeah.
If you're saying, Dad, I would like to talk to the guys without the parents around. Is that okay with you?
Sark said in his media availability yesterday, quote, "Interestingly enough, I got a text from Quinn. Do you mind if we have a players-only meeting Tuesday morning before we start?" And so, of course, the fact that Quinn, that leadership committee, wanted to have a players-only meeting to make sure that they were reiterating the message about getting refocused on what we need to do this week, I thought that was a great sign for us, end quote, says Sark. It's a players-only meeting.
I don't like this anymore.
But Sark is delivering. He knows the notes. Is he getting what kind of players-only meeting? What are we doing here, man?
I like this because it shows that the players are leading the program, and that's what you want in a big-time college football program. But just tell Sark you're going to do it. Say, hey, coach.
Just tell him permission.
Give us 5 minutes here.
I'm a little...
Because as a coach, you want this. You want, if things are going great and you're coming off of one of your top 12 historic victories of all time...
Top 12. Maybe I'm...
You should be embracing this.
Maybe I'm too cynical, all right? But
yes.
This is a Quinn Ewers agent joint right here, okay?
Oh, my
From
God.
From the same people who said, cut your hair, shave that beard, you have to look draftable. Now, it's just a great midweek story. When NFL teams are Googling him in 3 months, it's going to say, Quinn Ewers calls a players-only meeting. Boom, leader. You don't call a players-only meeting after a huge win like that. You call that after you get your ass kicked.
Well, here's the deal. Was this meeting already scheduled because he anticipated getting his ass kicked? And he's like, oh, well, it's on the books.
He pre-scheduled.
I still got to call this players-only meeting. Good job, guys. Meeting over.
The Morning X.
Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Stay alive. We will find you. What happened? Did we fix it? I'm not doing anything unless it's fixed.
I texted somebody.
Can the people hear this? Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Should I test it with an F word?
No.
See if anybody?
Well, I mean, look, as far as I know, it's not working.
The radio station is not on.
It's
broken.
Seems the stream is also down, and normally I would tell the people.
The stream is down, too?
Yeah.
Nobody can hear this.
Nothing.
I can say whatever the...
I mean, eventually, we'll do the podcast, but that's fine. Yeah, go ahead and do it.
What if it turned on, like, right at that moment?
That would be really...
Somebody
be
just...
Really
the switch flipped and...
I think you should do it just to make the karma gods punish you by turning the radio back on. That's how we fix it, just swearing.
The karma gods would punish me, like, I would then be in trouble, is what you're saying?
Yeah, not necessarily in trouble, but just, like, they'd be like, oh, that'd be fun, that'd be hilarious.
Unfireable.
If recently hireable Jason.
So literally nobody can hear this? This
I don't
is not,
believe
it's
so.
Not on the air
I
or the
it's,
stream?
I don't think it's
all right, here, let's just take some live calls. Hi, 101X, who's this?
This is Jesse.
Jesse, can you hear us in Radio Land?
No, I'm out in Bastrop, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Did someone kick a wire out?
I don't think
someone
so.
Bring an animal in.
Yeah. All those things would probably mess things up.
All right,
the radio's broken, so there's no rules. Can I play a request for you, Jesse? Any song you want.
Okay, hang on.
Oh.
A text from the boss.
Oh, can
hearing you now.
Oh, no.
Do not say the F word.
Oh, no. I was just kidding, boss.
Okay, good.
I was just kidding. That was fun. I felt like I did real radio for like 8 seconds today.
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't have to cut off Jesse.
Yeah,
just okay, yeah. Stream is back up. Everything seems to be working good again.
Joke Court coming up in just a moment. Here's Linkin Park going out to Jesse.
The Morning X.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people. Those who prosecute terrible jokes and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
Joke Court, where we put ourselves on trial for crimes against comedy. We'll play you a clip of from the show previous week, and then you will vote on Twitter if that person is guilty. I believe since we have reinvigorated the Joke Court, I have one guilty, Nick, zero guilties. Good
That's
for
right,
you, buddy.
Buddy.
Nick Sympathizer, still out there doing it, huh?
I can't just be getting good at comedy?
I don't think so. All right, we're going to start. I can't believe this because I literally think this could be my greatest joke ever.
Yeah.
All right? It's a joke from last week's Joke Court. Blowing your mind here, all right? I'll ask you to remember that last week's...
Joke Court inside of a Joke Court.
It was the Randy Travis Memorial Joke Court.
Yeah. Tonight I'm sitting alone again.
in a
I do like the idea of naming the joke court after. Like, it's in the Randy Travis Memorial Building, even though, as we established, he's not dead.
Well, this is now 2 weeks in a row that we're playing Digging Up Bones from Randy Travis. But yes, while in the midst of deliberating on a joke about Randy Travis last week, we were talking about whether or not he was dead, and I levied this, which again I consider possibly my greatest joke of all time, yet somehow Nick has put it on the docket for joke court. This is from last week.
He did have a stroke in 2013.
Not on digging alone, just digging up bones.
You obviously like it. All right,
I
got you.
I love it.
What are we doing in joke court then?
Do you want me to be on your side?
I plead hilarity, Your Honor.
If you look around at a joke and whether it's appropriate, and I'm one of your biggest allies, is that a...
What happened?
Is that going to be confidence?
Did you spend the entire 8 months I was gone in sensitivity training?
Yes.
Yeah, because last week, that's the same thing. You were like, oh, that's insensitive. That's so...
That's what we're here to determine.
That doesn't...
It is...
The joke still is excellent, okay?
So Jason Dick says, make fun of stroke victims.
I was not making
fun
of him.
Again, I'm on your side.
I was just...
And I'm letting the court decide whether this is allowed. I'm trying to calibrate our comedy barometer.
Affected his
performance. So you can go vote at 101X Morning X.
Yeah, do you think that was... I don't know. Was that a low blow on Randy Travis? Am I punching down on... All right, whatever. Okay, let's move to Nick now. Nick is on trial for this joke. We were... as usual, Nick had... misleadingly worded a question for Smarter Than Jason. It would be one thing if you
just failed to pick up the hint.
Intentionally misleading, but I know it's just a lack of attention and a detail misleading.
This is not Smarter Than Court.
Includes a little zinger at the end here. This is from earlier this week. Why did you say the word actually?
Because you would think it's copper, but it's not. It's only 2.5% copper, but it's actually zinc.
Objection, misleading.
Zinged ya.
In case you guys didn't catch it there, it's right at the end. Nick said zinked ya instead of zinged ya because we were talking about metals and zinc. You zinked me.
Yeah. So first of all,
this has to be a plead guilty moment, right?
The question was, what metal is a penny made out of? And I said, it's actually made out of what? So yes, that is actually a goddamn intentional clue. To lead you, because everybody wants to say copper, and I'm trying to give you a hint, and that is not copper is the right answer. Think of another metal. So that was 100% intentional. You're just too stupid to pick up on it. Also, I'm guilty because I didn't say zinked you. I literally, if you listen to it, it's zinged. I said zinged you. I didn't.
You meant to
zinc
you,
and I zinged you.
You zinged me?
I zinged instead of zinked, and so it's a terrible joke. But you can go vote at 101X.
Wow.
Failed.
I feel like...
Dude. Now, if I'd stuck the landing with a zinc...
I think it would have been worse.
Well...
I think more guilty. They're going to be lenient on you now that you're trying to fall on the sword. I don't like that. I see you playing strategy. Okay, do we have time for one more? Why are all of my jokes
You've been very bad
about sad people, unfortunate conditions?
They don't have to say joke about what your life is like.
This one doesn't. This one requires no setup. This is from earlier this week. 78-year-old Alex Shaw recently diagnosed with dementia. That's not a good one. My dad's got that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I feel kind of bad talking about my dad's dementia, but it's fine. He ain't gonna remember.
Wow. Laughter is the best medicine?
Yeah.
Turn that frown upside down?
He called me that day. He's like, Jason, I heard that joke that you made about me this morning. I was like, oh yeah, what was it? And he goes,
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I would never give him my number. I kid. I can. Got nothing but love for Dad. I hope you're all right. At 101X Morning X on Twitter.
Damn.
It's Friday. People started off in a good mood. Please go and vote. Am I guilty for crimes against comedy?
The Morning X.
All right, so here's the situation. The radio is broken, but the online app listeners can still hear us.
Yes.
Do I have to still follow the rules?
just as far as we never know when we're going to come back up.
Yeah.
Now, the idea that that would happen anytime before rules, the end of our
rules.
Show.
I'm a grown up. I speak in a dignified way. I'm not going to say any of that filthy language, stereotype, whatever. But for example, I would never sing over the end of Giovanni and the Hired Guns like that if I was on the radio. Okay. If I was on a streaming app, I would go. Bah, 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 bah.
I feel like I'm supposed to tell you do everything that you would normally do.
Nah, but I can't. I don't want to do that.
I know. What would you normally do?
What happened? What happened?
What do you mean?
Why doesn't it work?
I don't
why
know. Is this your first day here?
See, this is the thing.
Everything's held together with duct tape and chewing gum.
What drives me crazy, okay?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, later on, I'm going to be like, what happened? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's a known issue. It's fine. We fixed it. And I'm like, we're down for 30. If I do the news for 6 minutes and 13 seconds mm-hmm. instead of 5 minutes, I get a talking to, all right? But the radio station can just go off the air for an hour and be like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. It's fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Great. Yeah,
I know that there was like a big wreck in Buda earlier.
Tremendous.
I feel like our antenna is somewhere out there.
Oh,
is it
did
possible?
Somebody crash into the tower?
Maybe. Did that affect power out there? Is our antenna power down? I don't know.
Hang on. One more time. What's that word you're saying?
What do you mean?
Antenna?
Antenna. Antennae? Antennae?
Antenna.
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 Antenna. Hannah.
This is
this
definitely
is
not the
radio.
Rules. I don't know who can hear us right now. But.
Is anybody who's listening on the internets a fantasy football expert? We need you right now. Would you like to win yourself a brand spanking new NFL jersey? Get yourself a Zach Wilson jersey because I feel like this is going to be the last week you can wear one when he's a starter. As Micah Parsons is going to destroy. We're going to give away $150 to spend at the NFL shop. 512-835-1015 is the number. Thank you for listening to us on the internet. Hopefully somebody out there can play our fantasy football contest. 512-835-1015. It's easy. You don't have to be a fantasy guru. But if you don't know nothing, we're going to kick your ass. So know.
Just know some names.
More than nothing.
Just know some names.
Good luck.
Morning.
It's the Morning X, and every week we're going to have a little fantasy contest. Nick v. Dick v. you, listener. Just going to draft three players, explain in a second. Nick won the first contest, week number one.
By a lot.
Yeah.
By so much.
If you beat the both of us, you're going to win yourself the NFL jersey of your choosing. Actually, $150 to spend at NFLshop.com. Buy whatever you want. You could. Houston Texans fans, get yourself you got a new quarterback. Get yourself a new C.J. Stroud jersey. Or, Nick, you could get 6 Deshaun Watson number 4 jerseys.
Wow.
Yeah. Regular $119.99 on clearance $28.79 with code masseuse.
What about like a... Oh, I was going to do a whole massage towel joke there.
I don't know if that's the
Watson
promo license. Code or not.
You should try it, though. Everybody go try it at NFL Shop.
All right. Our contestant is... Hello, Lance?
Yes.
Lance, welcome to the program. Very simple, a little fantasy contest. Myself and you and Nick, we are each going to draft three players, one quarterback, one running back, one pass catcher. So a tight end is fine or a wide receiver. We're going to snake draft. As I was explaining that to you, I asked Nick to draw a number from my hat. I drew one as well. You get the leftovers. Lance, I got the first pick. I have number one. Yeah.
I got number two.
Oh, Lance is...
No,
is
this I like this.
Second
like
week in a row that we stuck the listener with
I think
pick
so.
Three? It's
I think
totally
so.
Random. I promise. I promise. We really have these gift cards, okay? We're not just... okay, so I will take the I will make the first selection, and I'm not sure if this is the correct pick or not, but just so that my guy Nick Hajda cannot have him, I will take the NFL's second leading receiver, Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, thank God. I'm going Christian McCaffrey.
Oh.
Running back.
All right. So yeah, you're going to have two here. Lance.
Okay.
Cuz we're going to snake. What are you thinking?
I'm going to take Josh Allen.
Okay, quarterback. Interesting choice. Good choice. And then?
And I think the Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. Okay, wide receiver Jalen Waddle. Two Dolphins drafted. Look at this. Okay, Hajda, back to you, buddy.
All right.
Pick another running back.
I will not. There's not any other good running backs this week. I looked. They're all good. Even Bijan. I'm tempted to go Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to come back with Travis Kelce, be a man on the mission against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I'm going the other side. I'm taking Jason's golden-haired golden boy, Trevor Lawrence.
Really? I like Trevor Lawrence, but it's, again, in a three-man draft, that's... All right. Okay, so Nick has Trevor Lawrence.
And they're going to be playing catch-up, and it's at home.
I am going to get two picks here, and really, you guys are just going to leave me this and that. The question is, which running back do I want? Mm-hmm. Okay, I will take Saquon Barkley for my running back, and the best player on planet Earth, Patrick Mahomes, will be my quarterback.
Looked mortal last week.
So I have Tyreek Hill, Saquon, and Patrick Mahomes. Nick, your final pick. You need a pass catcher.
I do need a pass catcher. You took my guy, Tyreek Hill. I'm taking Travis Kelce.
What the? Okay.
I'm really concerned that he might not play this week, and I need to be able to. I should be able to audibleize if that's the case. But Travis Kelce, rumored to be dating Taylor Swift, got to impress Taylor Swift, and he's going to do it with three touchdowns.
Wow. All right. And so, Lance, your final pick. You need a running back.
Go with Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler is a perfectly acceptable pick. Well played, Lance. Hold on one second, and I wish you luck, all right, my friend?
Thank you.
Good luck getting those six Deshaun Watson jerseys. Seriously, like, dick move, NFL. Do you really need another $28 for all these leftover Deshaun Watson jerseys?
Gotta do something with
them. Throw them out. Send them to a third world country. Something, all right?
Even that's too good for those
also,
things.
More or less offensive than the fact that they're still selling Deshaun Watson jerseys for $30. The Davis Mills jersey is still $120.
The Morning X.
Fridays, we welcome to the program a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the Double DLP, my guy, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, good morning. How are you, man?
Man, I'm riding the wave to the most Longhorn alums or fans or whomever. Alrighty, man. That was a big one in Tuscaloosa.
Absolutely. I want to hear more about your trip to T-Town, Dennis, but I do think I should inform you right here from the beginning. I know sometimes you get nervous for our appearances, Dennis. The radio station is off the air today. We're broadcasting only to the internet. Things are broken. So basically nobody's going to hear this. You can say whatever F words you want. Just relax, okay?
That is not a real offer there, Dennis.
Just chill out.
This is good. That's always been my dream because you usually watch sports with expletives, you know? And I always got to hold back. I'm going to let it rip.
Yeah.
I can see you doing it Pat McAfee style, Dennis.
Get it on, man.
With your tank top on.
Yeah. What happens at Fox 7 or in the TV business in general? If the station is off the air, do you still do the show? Because
we actually are in the same boat as you. It's like you have all the resources, you have all the people. We're gonna play TV one way or the other, but we stream it live.
Okay. Well, you know who will never go off the air as long as you count the Longhorn Network as the air? The University of Texas is number 4 in the country. We are back. We are more back than we have ever been since the recorded history of backness. Dennis, you know what? I could just start every week's conversation with, am I a bad Longhorn fan because... I feel like I've been very rational and objective this whole time. I think I said 9-3 for the Horns this year, maybe 10-2. But now that they have done the unthinkable and won at Tuscaloosa, I think if they do not go undefeated through the Big 12 and go to the college football playoff, this season is a disappointment, a letdown. Am I a bad Longhorn fan, Dennis?
Horrible. The worst kind. Yeah, that's it's one of those deals where we never do any of these coaches or players. We do them a disservice, right? Because we look at our schedule at the beginning of the year before a single snap has been played, and we go ahead and say, yeah, you got this, you got this, you got this. Oh, I see 10 wins. It's a long season, and the key for this team is going to be, can they sustain this kind of excellence? Because it was excellent. I mean, what they did in Tuscaloosa was borderline. That's what Longhorn fans have been looking for since 2010, right?
Yeah.
So that is going to be the key. I'm not willing to just say, oh, they beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa, ergo, that's a 12-0 run the table season seeing the CFP.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like their chances, man. It looked good in all phases, and they did it in a place where, again, like it's been well chronicled, that doesn't happen in Tuscaloosa. So, it's a lot of hope, that's for sure.
Dennis, far be it from me to try to correct you. You are a way better sports professional than I am, but I believe it's pronounced Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my God.
I believe you're hitting the emphasis a little bit different. Tuscaloosa. Feel free to use that on Fox 7 there.
Two nicknames, T-Town and Tuscaloosa. I like it.
T-Town's done. That's over with. Okay, it's L-Town from here on out. L-Town. You turn it upside down, you lop off one of the ends of it. L-Town.
Do you have any fun tidbits about Tuscaloosa, Dennis? I saw that you stopped for some Alabamian barbecue. I'm not sure about that, but...
Yeah. First of all, Texas barbecue, one. Alabama, zero. Although it was tasty. But when... You lose me when I can't order brisket. Just off the they don't do beef, man. They're all pork all the time, which has always been my like last choice.
Yeah,
even when I'm, you know, so already they took the L there, but they do pork really well. So that was a good start, and I didn't eat for the rest of the day, which was obviously not bad. But I thought the coolest thing, and you know you. There are some 11-hour road trips that aren't worth it. I think we've all been there. This one was worth it. If for nothing else, being on the field, watching that celebration, kind of being in the middle of it, and seeing, I mean, I'm not going to say Sark needed that, you know, statement win or whatever, but that was a signature W for him. And at a really important time, you know, third year, he called a shot, right? I mean, he got the power, he got the culture I want. There's nothing left to do but to go out and prove it, and they proved it, and that was really neat to see him hugging his own son who's a walk-on, and the fans had made the trip, and then I bumped into BY after, which was kind of cool. I was just kind of in the buzz of, like, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while, like, just getting his thoughts, and then the media starts gaggling around us. It's like, oh, yeah, I better get my phone up. This is actually pertinent for my job, you know, and I love it that he compared that dog to what they did back in 05 in Columbus, which started the run the table natty season. So there was just a lot of good stuff at the end of that game after a really well-played 60 minutes. So I loved it.
Dennis, I'm curious about your opinion on Quinn Ewer specifically, because I've heard some sports professionals here in Austin, Texas last week were questioning whether Quinn Ewers was even the best quarterback on the 49ers.
You talking about me? Did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah, you, Jason Dick.
I still am.
Naming who is Arch Manning, is your breakout player in the Big 12 this year.
I still wonder.
Dennis, did Quinn Ewers solidify things for you? Is he now like the Heisman hopeful and prospective draft pick? Like, what is Quinn's reputation now with you after this game?
Yeah. For me, it enhanced it. But I was always, I'm pretty practical when it comes to college quarterbacks, and so I know Quinn has arm talent for days. I also knew Quinn needed to grow up, not only as a college quarterback, but also just as a leader. And he's doing all that right in front of our eyes. And this is the timeline. And most people want it immediately. I mean, half the fan base was penciling Arch Manning to come in from high school and take the reins and be a, you know, a Heisman winner. And it's just, it rarely, if ever, I mean, apologies to Johnny Manziel, it just doesn't work that way, right? And even Manziel, I mean, he took a red shirt here, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to grow up. You got to soak in the system. It's a faster game. And so Quinn, to answer your question, is right on time, right on pace. And I don't know if you guys heard it. You know, yesterday we were talking to Sark. I thought this was really cool. Quinn and the leadership council, whatever they call it, they call the players-only meeting on Tuesday before they started working. That's big. Usually players-only meetings are when you're struggling through a 5-7 season and all the wheels are coming off and the players have to rally. This was when they could kind of sense, hey, we need to sharpen this focus back up and stop the party. So I love everything I'm seeing out of Quinn.
Agreed. Shows true leadership and doesn't fly in the face of what I said about that players-only meeting just an hour ago. Let's move quickly to the NFL, Dennis, where the Cowboys are hosting the Jets on Sunday, 3:25. I thought this would have been the Cowboys' Fox television season debut, but apparently this is a CBS game. I'm just going to say congratulations on not having to put Zach Wilson on your channel. I think I asked you last week, I was surprised that there were people picking the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl, and then 40-0, they beat the Giants. Is it possible the Cowboys are the best team in the NFL?
It is possible. I still, there's something about that Niners team. I really like where the Niners are. But man, the Cowboys represented themselves well, won in all three phases against a, I don't know what that Giants team was. That was
bad.
That was lackluster.
Good, bad.
That makes lackluster sound good, right? it was horrible. But yeah, what are they on pace for? I don't have my abacus with me, but like 780-0.
It's a lot of points. Yeah.
Yeah, man. You could still pick at it, right? Whatever the offense is on, and Dak's throwing warm burners. I know it was a wet ball, but you're like, oh, that's going to have to be better. I think this is a good game. I was surprised the Cowboys are 9-point favorites because I think the Jets' defense is one of the NFL's best, and I think it's going to be a knockout dragout. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Dallas on pace to win, outscore their opponents 680-0 this year. I just did it. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend?
And thanks for giving us that life wrap with the why it's not on Fox.
Nobody should have to air Zach Wilson games. Nobody. Right?
With the bandana or whatever little thing he wears. Yeah, we don't need that on Fox. Let's go backwards. We'll do Sunday. We have the Texans taking on the Colts, and you're like, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson, a couple stud rookie quarterbacks going at it. Texans could actually get a dub. Didn't have a lot of those last year, so that's the noon game on Fox on Sunday. A little NHR drag racing after. Saturday, as people are starting to become programmed to know, wall-to-wall college ball. Penn State, Illinois starts us at 11. Ohio State, Western Kentucky at 3, then TCU, Houston in prime time. And then our first, John High and I'd like to anchor that Fox 7 football tonight. It's our college football wrap 30 minutes after the prime time game. So, football.
You had it on, man. Dennis, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next week. All right, buddy?
You too, guys. We'll do it on the radio next week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I don't know. It feels so nice being so lax here, right?
No, actually, we're back on, apparently.
Oh, it's back on?
I didn't
want
to tell you guys, and I'm distracting a moment of that.
What if Dennis
would
have said the F word?
I know. Missed opportunity.
Next week, Dennis, I'm sure.
Thank you, buddy.
See you, man.
The Morning X.
Let me hook you up. Tickets to the game tomorrow night. Today, I am going to be at Buckets Deli and Sports Bar, East Cesar Chavez, 5 to 7p. Come hang with me, not just because we have $4 burnt orange Bud Lights, not just because we have tickets to the game Saturday, you can win those, not just because we have an autographed football from the head coach that we're going to give away between 5 and 7 tonight, but because I'm bringing Bumbleito, my girlfriend's kid, my
stepson.
He's just my bro, all right? Mm-hmm. He's on the promotional tour. He came with me to an event yesterday, and he's coming today, I think. I haven't really checked if Buckets lets kids in, but I have to pick him up from school, and I don't have time to curry him home. I don't have time to ship him home before I have to be at Buckets, so he's going to come and hang out with me, and it was such a delight to hang out with yesterday.
Really?
See, you, Nick, accused me of being a bad parent, to which I say, not a parent, just a bro, okay? He's just one of my bros.
Yeah, that's you being a bad parent.
He did a thing. He said something to me last night that I thought was perfectly well played if he's my bro. But if I'm supposed to be parenting, perhaps I made a misstep.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the Tavern, 12th and Lamar. It's been a while since I've seen you, Tavern. Still looking good, all right?
Yeah.
Where are all the white wings at? We're checking out the menu, and they have a brisket stroganoff. And I just went, brisket stroganoff. And he says, Jason, what's a stroganoff? And I said, I don't really know. I just saw that word and thought the brisket part was really what stoked my fire. And he goes, oh, I thought if anybody knew, you would know what a stroganoff is. And I said, why would I know what a stroganoff is? And then Bumbleito, 15-year-old kid, says, because you used to be fat. Which if one of my bros says to me, I'm like, okay, well played. That's hilarious. That's funny. But if I'm supposed to be, you've accused me of being a bad parent, should I say, hey, you do not talk to grown-ups that way. You will not speak to your superiors in such a fashion. You will show me your father-ish type figure respect.
Yeah, you're a bad parent if you just accepted that.
I laughed and I said, Bumbleito, come on, man. I'm still fat, okay? I'm just not as fat as I used to be. But
just a stroganoff, as in beef stroganoff, is named after the members of an influential Russian family, the Stroganov family. So I think what's a stroganoff? It's a Russian family.
Care. Okay, good. Well,
I thought he was making like some sort of masturbation joke there.
No. Come to Buckets.
Don't catch me stroganoff.
Deli and Sports Bar tonight. Check their stroganoff options. And while you're there, win tickets to the game. Autographed football, $4 Bud Light aluminum bottles, burnt orange. And myself and Bumbleito will be there. That's today. Come hang.
The Morning X.
I would love to just make you smile, try to brighten your day, bring you up with some positive feel-good news. But Nick, he will not stand for that. I'm going to give you this nice feel-good story, and then Nick's going to ruin it. Don't Nick my news, Nick. Let's see here. This one takes us to Arizona, where a budo. That's a donkey, right?
Yep.
A donkey was celebrating being 1 day old. Happy first day. What's your present for your first day? You get to watch your mom get hit by a car and killed on the highway.
Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
On State Route 74 near Lake Pleasant, a one-day-old burro. You know what? It has no name here. I'm going to call him Jack. Jack had to see his mom struck and killed by a car on the highway. Somebody reported to the DPS, and that's when Sergeant Roger Hansen reported to the scene. Raj, we got to go pick up this dead donkey or what? What did Raj say, Nick?
No.
I'm too old for this.
Ah, I see. Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
It's just been revoked.
They showed up to the scene and found not only a real mess that somebody's got to clean up, but Jack, just a one-day-old burro, saying, "What happened? Please help me, sir. Please help me." And Roger said he knew that this burro would not survive in the wild alone, and now that he had no mom. Lucky for him, he knew of the One-Step Wild Burros and Mustang Rescue just around the corner. They called Stacy Thomas of the One Step Wild Burros and Mustang Rescue, and she said, yeah, I got you. I will, I'll take in Jack, the one-day-old burro. This is the best and funniest and most feel-good part of the story. Officer Sergeant Roger Hansen drove him to the rescue in the back of his police car.
Pictures of it. You can see it at 101X Morning X if you want to see little jackass in the back of the police car.
Let's see here. Stacy was able to match him with a nursing mother. Quote, the little guy quickly settled in and adjusted to his adoptive mom, has been eating, running, and playing just like a little burro should, end quote.
Aww.
How about that? The Stacy from the rescue, her grandson, named the donkey Roger. We agreed his name was Jack, so we could do the whole jackass thing.
Mm-hmm.
Named him Roger after the DPS sergeant who rescued him. Hey, how about that? A separate DPS trooper says he is waiting for Roger to be old enough to leave the rescue. Then he plans on adopting the burro. How fun.
That is delightful.
Fun.
Again, little jackass is so adorable here. So if you do need something, go look at him in adorable. Here's my only warning, though. For whichever officer is going to adopt this. Donkeys, when they grow up, kind of horrifying. Like, this is what they sound like. That's what you're going to hear, okay? Jason, you're always worried about your dog, Bogey, just barking at ghosts. Imagine if this is just going off at 2 in the morning nonstop.
You know what? I would have to know the volume, all right? Bogey's bark is only, it only bothers
it's very
me
cavernous.
Because of the volume.
Yes.
Is so great. If he could just bark or eon at a reasonable level, I'd be fine with it, actually.
I don't think so. Growing up, I had my friend Billy Barr. He had a donkey out there, Jero. And for some reason, we called it his leaky donkey. Yeah. Leaky.
It was donkey.
Very leaky. So
that's not good.
I don't know if he just like had a bladder problem.
I want my donkey to have a pretty good seal.
Had a steady stream. I forget why he was a leaky donkey.
Tighten it up a little bit.
I just remember we always talk about Billy and his leaky donkey pet. So that's another warning. Okay, they're gonna bray and they might be leaky. Just FYI.
Okay.
Also, congratulations on doing your job and not abandoning this 1-year-old baby donkey on the side of the road. Mm. Good job, Raj.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, I'm going to try a thing here. Are you ready?
Raposa. Nobody gets it, but I liked it.
Good morning, X.
Hello? Is this thing on? We fixed the thing? Is everything working here? No? Yeah? The radio station was off the air for a second. I'll assume that's what's going on here, and not that this bit is tired and old, but I got no tweets, so I'll just say, I don't know, the radio station's off the air. I have no idea what day it is.
It's Friday.
I mean, it's mostly your fault for dropping the ball on this for the 8 months that I was excommunicated. I mean, what?
I had a minute to do it, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't even read that tweet. This long-ass tweet's in under a minute, all right?
20 seconds.
Also, I think the main person that does this is in Cabo, so.
What's that?
Zach is in Mexico right now. So.
Hey, is Zach from New Braunfels being in New Mexico? Mexico. Or New Mexico?
Mexico.
Zach from New Braunfels being in Mexico, does it lower our listenership by 25%? Yes.
Yeah.
But there's three totally other capable people who could be tweeting at us, telling us the thing about the fun setup of the... Where did the fun touch you? Show me on the doll where the fun. Why do you guys hate fun?
Everywhere. All over the place.
Have a safe, fun weekend.
The Morning X. The Morning X.